Good evening again, Mike. Yeah, my HC that I have was bought back at the Dayton Hamvention in 2002. So it's 24 years old. And again, it had a lot on it for its time. It was a dual band, it is a dual band. Has a built-in TNC, APRS is built into it. D-Star wasn't around, even thought of at that time, so no digital on it. But it will do packet, it will do digital, you can plug a GPS into it, you can plug a computer into it, all on a 5-watt handy talkie. So lots of ability in that radio, even for 26 years old. The other thing, it was about the same price back then as one of the new Kenwood HTs. I think it's like the 7500. Or 75, something like that. That radio cost over $500 back 2002. So that was a very large chunk of change back then. And the radios now, their top line with the D-Star and Packet and APRS on that are running about the same, about 600 and something. So, I didn't have my license at the time. I bought that down in Dayton. A friend of mine bought the same radio. I bought one. He said, well, now you got to get your license. You have this expensive radio, and you still can't use it. So that's what I did. A few months later, I went and took my technician exam up at Midland. A couple of years later, I went and took my general exam when you still had to do some code. It was only 5 words a minute, but you still had to take code at the time, and went from there. So That's hung around with me for a long time here, and it still works, and like I said, still one of my favorite radios to take, especially on any e-com or any place that I go. With that, guys and gals, 73, supposed to have some thunderstorms overnight, slight or marginal chance, grade 1 for severe weather for us. There is a higher chance, clear and north, so dug up in Beaver Townships on the higher range. I think you're right in that area. So 73, everyone. Have a great week. We'll talk to you next week. K8YBF.